This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us. He's in Montana. And Kyle was talking about food. Class, farmers have a real problem. Cattle farmers have a real problem. And this is facing us, of course, as well. And that is that the price of hay has tripled. Tripled since the current regime has been running the show. And the feed that is being sold is substandard at the highest prices ever. Weeds, sticks, and low-protein grasses are being sold at 2 and 3 and 4 times what good grass used to sell for. So that means that farmers are going to have the option of starving their cattle. That's not going to work. They can buy feed at these high prices at substandard. That's not going to work. Or they can sell cows and reduce the herd size. And that will work. Or they can hope for, you know, a very mild winter where very little feed will be used. That's not likely. I mean, a mild winter might be likely, but less feed for the cows is not likely. So it seems to me that what farmers are going to do is sell the herd and make the herd smaller so they can manage the herd with these higher prices and get through the winter. So that means that cattle prices will fall somewhat, or maybe they won't increase as much. So then, after these cows are sold, when farmers try to rebuild their herd, maybe in a year or two, the prices will go up again. So if there is a temporary halt in the increase of prices, or possibly, remotely possibly, a slight decrease in beef prices, it's only temporary, and then it's going to shoot up again. That's the way I see it. Kyle, any comments?
Oh, I think it's fixing to go through the roof, Vince. I think because of just energy prices alone, farmers cannot make it. I know a guy that is a good friend of mine, and he only has about, I think he's up to 12 cows now and one bull that he keeps. And they're either they're a Scottish Highland type bull or cows, and he has about 3, I think, of the group that are either Holstein or Angus, and those are cows, and he breeds them with his Scottish Highlands, so they're kind of a hybrid cow, or, you know, hybrid steer or heifer, whatever he gets out of them. But he told his customers, this year, you are going to have to pay $10 a pound hanging weight for these cows, if you want it, and then you got to pay for your own processing. And believe it or not, Vince, every single one of his calves that he's selling, I think he's selling 8 now of the calves. I was just talking about the cows earlier. He's having 8. He's keeping 2. And but all 8 of them at $10 a pound hanging weight. The customer has to pay for their own processing. All of them are pre-sold before they even get to the butcher. And he's having to set butcher dates a year in advance because these guys are so busy that if you don't set it a year in advance, you're not going to get it. I don't know about how what it's like there in Missouri, but it is crazy around here.
That's what it's like. That's what it's like. I had a gentleman ask me about processing and in this area, and I said, I don't know if you can get an appointment. You know, within a couple months, I don't know if that's possible. I said, you can drop my name because, you know, we're a customer, but that may not mean anything as well. I don't know. But, yeah, you're looking at very long lead times. And you're right. The cost of processing has gone up and up and up. And not only that, I think the processors have gone to the dentist. And the reason I say that is, you know, if you have a cavity and you go to the dentist, they go, oh, no. See, this is in the top corner, so it's a cavity that's on the top, and it's on the left, and it's on the right. It's actually three sides. So we have to charge you for a three-sided cavity instead of just drilling a hole. I think that's what the meat processors have done, because they charge for disposal of the carcass, they charge for the killing, there are all kinds of inspection fees, and then if you want different cuts of meat, there are extra charges. If you want beef jerky, there are extra charges. If you want beef patties instead of just a roll of beef, there's extra charges, and they're called upcharges. Up. It's unbelievable the charges that go into beef. It, believe it or not, class, it costs us about, you're not going to believe it, about $5 or a little bit more per pound of ground beef. That's what it costs us to produce a pound of top quality, grass-fed, free-range beef, over $5 a pound.
Wow. And you can imagine if you have to pay, you know, $1 a pound, and now you can see why people at $10 a pound that my friend was charging all of his customers before, they lined up. They were jumping at it.
$10 a pound is actually probably okay, because it costs us about $17 a pound, our cost, to raise it and process it, USDA processed ribeye, about $17 a pound.
Wow.
Our cost. Yeah.
Yeah,
you've got to add in, you know, that's a fully burdened cost. We're spending about $28 an hour now for fuel for our tractors while we're going around in circles baling hay. Literally $28 an hour. So you take the three tractors, you take the fuel burn rate, you know, the mowing, you take the baling, you take the tedding, and you take the raking, and you look at how much fuel the tractors burn, and you add that all up, it's about roughly seven gallons an hour, maybe a little bit more. So at $4 a gallon for diesel fuel, you're looking at $28 an hour burn rate times 8 hours a day while we are cutting, raking, tedding, baling hay. It's unbelievable.
So you know, Vince, I was just talking to a farmer friend of mine. He said this last year was one of the year before last, I'll back up just a little bit. The year before last, he said, was the absolute best for him. He said, I didn't have any breakdowns. I didn't hardly have anything other than fuel costs. And he said, I did have to turn the irrigation on some, but he says there was no breakdowns, no time frame. He said, this year has been just the opposite. We had rain enough this year that all of his fields came in good, but just the hydraulics on his tractors and the breakdowns of axles and different things that happened, he said, I've got over $24,000 in repairs alone. So, I mean, he is the one of the very few farmers around here that grows an alfalfa that is not Roundup ready, which is what I want, because I feed about four bales of that non-Roundup ready, good quality alfalfa to my chickens through the year, through the winter, for about 5 months of the year. That's the greenery that they get, and they eat it like it's going out of style. But I'm able to keep my chickens laying all winter long, and that's worked out really good for us.
So we wanted to buy some more chickens, and there aren't any available in this area. We can raise our own, hatch our own, but there's no available supply of buying, you know, 7-8 month old chickens. There aren't any. This is happening all over. Everything is literally broken. And when you talk about the repairs of these tractors and implements, the cost is just staggering. And not only is it staggering, but you can't always get the parts when you need them. You know, you can order them, and you know, and they'll be in when they're in, and they might even be the right ones, maybe not. That's really what's happening. So the guys that are ordering the parts, unless they are seasoned parts counter guys, they really don't know very much about what they're doing.
Yeah, that's it. He said that he told me one of the things that was so frustrating to him, and he had it on a rush order, Vince. And one of the parts that he had to order for his hydraulic pump was a week and a half out, and that was the rush order because he was right in the middle of it, said, I'll pay for the extra shipping. It don't matter. Just get it to me. And he said it still took a week and a half.
Right.
Yep. So anyway, I want to jump to – I know we're coming up on a break here pretty quick, folks, but there's just some things that you need to be thinking about that I want to put out there for your garden for next year. I don't know about you, Vince, but mine's winding down real fast. We have about 220 onions sitting here on a drying rack in my living room that you cut and were hanging over this clothes dryer, the old-style wooden accordion-looking clothes dryer, and I have about 220 onions hanging on it. And anyway, you hang those over that and wait till the stems dry out because you cut the stems off and you cut the little root ball off and you let them dry out and they'll last all winter long. So I have about 220 or so of them right now. But there's other things you need to do. And when we get back from the break, I will start delving into some things.
Well, we're not quite at the break yet.
Oh, okay.
No,
I kept thinking I was hearing music. I couldn't quite hear you. Sorry.
No.
So the other things you need to make sure of that you're doing is when you get your the way to preserve your carrots this next year, we have learned that what we can do is you dry your carrots out good, and then you can put them in peat moss. And you can put a little bit of water in there without them going bad on you. And it works with sand as well, but we tried it with peat moss, and it worked quite well for us. We preserved them all winter long. So there's other things that I kind of want to get into, but I keep thinking I'm hearing music.
Well, now you are.
All right.
Yeah, class, there's a lot of things to think about. And the weather is changing, and Kyle's talking about his garden winding down. Ours is doing the same thing. Kathy's is doing the same thing. All of our gardens are winding down. And you can dehydrate, you can, and you can freeze.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'm finding here that we can't depend on people to do what they say they are going to do the way we used to be able to. People's commitments don't seem to be taken seriously. I mean, I take them seriously. When I say I'm going to do something, I do everything I can to make sure that I meet that commitment. And if something goes wrong, I will let the other party know immediately that something has gone wrong, something unexpected. But that doesn't happen very often. But what I am seeing is that people make commitments, and I don't think they really plan on honoring them. That's what I'm seeing. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah, so I agree with you, Vance. That's, and you're going to see more and more of that, folks. Just might as well get ready for it, and you might as well not let it ruin your whole day. You might as well just figure that that is just the new normal. So, Vince, you mentioned dehydrating food. That is an incredible way to keep things. The other day, we picked up, I think it was 10 one-gallon jars with lids at a garage sale, and these people just wanted to get rid of them, all 10 of them for 50 cents a piece. Well, they're not really good for canning in, that you're going to can anything, but they're incredible for storing up dehydrated vegetables and dehydrated things that you know you're going to keep. Once they're dehydrated and you get them in there and sealed up and you keep them in a cool, dry place, they'll last for a very long time. I highly suggest that, folks, if you can find one, buy yourself an Excalibur dehydrator, the one that's got, like, I think 6 or 7 shelves at least, the bigger one that they have. We have been using the same dehydrator for close to 20 years now. And I, 2 years ago, I told my wife, I said, these things are going to keep going up. The inflation is definitely coming, and I could see it coming, and I see it still going higher. And we went and bought another brand new one in the box, just sitting downstairs, just in case the old one dies. Because these things are there, and we've taped up the corners. It's been dropped accidentally. Things happen. You know, accidents happen. That's why they call them accidents instead of planned destruction. So just figure on that kind of stuff and buy what you need, buy extra of what you know you're going to need. Anyway, back to food for a little bit. This year, we tried three different ways of growing potatoes. We grew them in the ground like we normally do, and then we put them in a different kind of a raised bed. We built a higher raised bed, put different things in it that I won't share with the class right now. It just, I'm trying to tell you that we tried different things, and then we also tried a multi-layer stacking design with a wire basket, where you have straw and dirt, and you plant potatoes in the dirt, and then you have straw and you have dirt, and you stack it up, and it's about 3 foot high going up with this wire mesh. Well, we did that this year, and we got a whole bunch of it was just an experiment. In two little small baskets, we got about 5 pounds of small new potato-sized potatoes, and they were everything from maybe about 3 inches long down to, you know, about a half an inch, little bitty things. But, sir, we love new potatoes. I mean, you just boil them up and cook them up and mash them, and they're just so good to eat. But in any case, there's that. I planted last year 385 garlic plants. I harvested all of them. But my garlic tended to be kind of small this year. So I have a good friend of mine who also grows garlic, and he has a variety that is very large. And they have about 4 to 5 little cloves in each pod. And I'm trading him out of buying about 25 of those, which I've already done, and I'm going to be planting them here in the first part of October and covering them with straw to go through the winter. These are things that you've got to plan on doing soon. And I hear the music again, so I'll finish on the other side.
Yeah. Kyle's with us, and we're talking about food in class. Please pay attention to your food supply. I think it's going to be much tougher than it is now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. U.S. Customs and Border Protection closing Eagle Pass International Bridge on the U.S.-Mexico border due to an influx of migrants. The government giving out free COVID tests again.
Starting next week, Americans will have the opportunity to once again request complimentary COVID-19 home tests. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced on Wednesday that the government is reinitiating the program to offer the free tests. Beginning September 25th, households can place an order for up to 4 tests. Tests, through covidtests.gov.
Today, Ukrainian President Zelensky is scheduled to visit Washington, D.C., holding meetings with President Biden, engaging lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and meeting with military leaders at the Pentagon. Stellantis is laying off 68 employees, effective immediately as a result of the continuing strike. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why today? God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Because I believe one of the messages that you're hearing is that you can buy a lot of stuff. You can buy lots of cans. And the point is, that'll get you through to the point where you need to replenish those cans, because the cans aren't going to last forever. The cans and boxes of food, and you know, storing that works for a while, but you need to have something that in place, a plan in place to replace those cans, and that is gardening. There is no other long-term alternative that I can think of. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Vince. You know, I suggest that if people don't have anything, buying freeze-dried food, as I've said before, is a great idea. It is smart. It is intelligent. It is getting prepared for what's coming. But if you don't have a way to continually grow your own food, at least a portion of it. You know, you need to be able to supplement whatever portion you can supplement is something you won't have to pay the inflated price for down the road, right? In reality, if all you've got is freeze-dried food and a bunch of guns and ammunition, in my opinion, you're nothing more than an armed hoarder, because you're going to run out and then you're going to be just like all the rest of the people out there, armed with no sense and no way to help yourself beyond that. But that's so anyway, I'm going to jump back into the gardening aspect of this thing real quick. You need desperately. Okay, so we were into potatoes. So we used a raised bed this year, and it's about 3 feet deep, and we're trying to put different layers of things in this bed because we've been doing some study on it, and I'll let people know when after we harvest them how it did and what we did to bring it up to the area that we want. So we're trying to grow as much as we can. We're continuously experimenting with new ways. Like I've mentioned, the biochar. This year we're fixing to cover. We have inoculated 3 35-gallon trash cans with urine, calcium derivatives, nitrogen, the urine for nitrogen, and we're going to put that whole 105 gallons of this inoculated biochar on the entire garden and till it in before it freezes. And it's going to sit there and be ready to go in the spring. You also want to start thinking of trimming back. Now here, we've already had temperatures down to 32 degrees at night. It didn't really frost too much. I even have corn that is outside that is more of a meal corn that we're growing that didn't even frost or die off at all. So it was warm enough that it didn't die, but we did get a little bit of frost on some of the zucchini plants. Here's another thought on your corn, folks. This is something to think about, and it's hard to do. You take the very first biggest ear of corn that shows up, and that's the one you pull off, break off, and dry for seed next year. It's hard to do because you really want to eat it. You've been watering it all summer long, and now this thing's actually come out there and produced this great big old ear of corn that's so beautiful that you really want to eat it. But you don't do that. You take your first one, and you dry it out, and you shuck it. You'll break the kernels off of it after it's real good and dry, and you put that away for your next year's seed, and you'll get better corn than you did the year before if the weather cooperates. This year I had one of the best corn crops that we've had for quite a few years. I got about 70 ears off of this group. Some of them, like yours, Vince, were too small, and I went ahead and pulled them off the even though they weren't all the way made, I pulled some of them off, and we'll wind up giving those to the chickens because they are good enough for the chickens to eat, but they're not real big enough to for us to eat. But anyway, that's just a little trick of the trade for farming to be able to get your best seed for the next year. Here's another little trick on the garlic. They have done studies on garlic. And fertilizing them is good, but the biggest determining factor of growing big garlic was to plant big garlic. So find the pods that are the biggest, even if you have to go buy organic pods, and you buy a bunch of the biggest garlic that you can get that you want of the particular variety. You buy the biggest pod you can get and plant that. Anyway, the study that they've done showed that if you plant the biggest garlic, you'll get the biggest garlic. So you want to make sure also you're cycling through your seeds. You know, you don't want seeds. The older your seeds get, the less germination rate you're going to get out of them. So I mark, like, where my corn I save 20, I'll be saving 2023 seeds, and that's what I'm going to plant next year. I don't want to go back to 2021 or 2020 and dig out old seed and let those, the, I want fresh seed, because I've got a feeling the fresher your seeds are, the higher germination rate, and you might really, really need this next year. And if you have, you better try to figure out a way also to water. If it's a real dry, hot year, you better figure out a way to water it one way or the other. I picked up a whole bunch of watering tubes I'm going to put in for next year that are drip tubes. Picked up a whole bunch of them at a garage sale for practically nothing because these people were moving and they pulled everything out. So there's things that you keep hitting garage sales, keep hitting secondhand stores, keep hitting thrift stores, and look for these things. Go through their hardware department. Vince, the other day, I've been looking. Of course, you can't buy incandescent light bulbs anywhere. Well, I just happened, this little old tiny out-of-the-way thrift store happened to say everything in the hardware department is 50% off today. Okay, so I went in there and I thought, well, I'm just going to look for light bulbs. Well, my goodness, they had 250-watt heat lamps, 100-watt incandescent light bulbs, 150-watt incandescent light bulbs, 60s, 40s. I bought 25 incandescent light bulbs for 50 cents a piece because they had a dollar on all of them. So buy that kind of stuff, and I've probably set us up now for the rest of my life. But when you're raising chicks, you're going to need the 250-watt at first to keep them warm. But as they grow and start getting feathers, you don't want to keep a 250-watt bulb on them. You want to drop it down, so you'd be dropping it to 150 and then 100 and then 60, and then you can eventually get to the LED, the 5,000 Kelvin LED that imitates sunlight, because you want them to be able to, you know, be self-sustaining by themselves. Here's another little trick. I put all of my chickens on timers. Their lights are on a timer. And they come on at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they go off at 10 o'clock at night. It keeps the chickens and the ducks laying year-round. We keep water in there for them. We keep feed in there for them. Their coops are insulated because we have, you know, minus 33 degrees below zero last year. So we try to make sure that they're taken care of. They're not going to die in that kind of cold temperatures. But you've got to prepare for what's coming. Winter is coming, whether you like it or not. Things are going to happen. Power could be out for a while. You've got to know how you're going to keep them warm, you know, because if you're going to keep their water warm, we found these little tiny heat mats, and it doesn't take much. But this little heat mat sits underneath a five-gallon waterer, and we'll keep it from freezing as long as the power's on. And it doesn't pull very much wattage. I think it's only a little tiny 100-watt heat mat. But there's things you can do that you need to think about and get ahead of it. Because if you don't get ahead of it, you're going to be behind it. And if you're behind it, you're going to, if this thing ever collapses, all that, as I've said before, all that you've got is what you've got. And if you don't think about that, if everything stopped tomorrow, what do I have that is to actually make it beyond this next week? What do you have to be able to make it for a month or 2 months or 3 months or through the winter? What are you going to be able to do? So please think about these things. If you've got anything to add, jump in there, Vince.
Yeah, chickens. So, Kyle, what does it cost now for, let's say, a 250-watt or 125-watt heat lamp infrared type heat lamp. One of those looks like a flood lamp. It's very, very fragile and thin glass, and some of them have a red coating. What do they cost now?
If you can find them, which we haven't been able to do, the best price we saw them was $3.49, I think, if you bought 10 of them. And we didn't do that because we have three or four of them already. And because I bought some for 50 cents, I got a couple of more of them for 50 cents a piece in this, on sale deal.
It's a bargain.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I ask is, we had a sale here a couple of years ago, two for $5, and I bought a bunch of them, just as you did. I bought the 125s, 125 watts, and the 250s. And for the same exact reason, on a very, very cold day, you need 250 watts, maybe even two 250-watt bulbs, and the warmer days, 125. But here's what I did, Kyle. I found in the electrical department at our farm, we've got the plumbing department, we've got the electrical department, we've got the pipes, and so we have spares of lots of things. And I had, years and years and years ago, maybe 20 years ago, I bought a electric baseboard thermostat. So this is designed to run electric baseboards. You have a wall thermostat with a knob on it, and you just turn it to the heat you want the baseboard heat to heat up to. Well, I thought that'd be great for the chicken house. So we have a little chicken house, and it's got four sides on it and a roof, and it's got a glass door that you can close. And it's insulated to some degree. And the chickens go in there every night. They put themselves to bed. But when it gets cold, I want to have heat. But I don't want to cook the chickens, and I don't want them to freeze. So I wired up this very simple $15 electric baseboard thermostat. And I think it's going to work just great. So you might want to think about that, class. It's only two wires. It's real simple to hook up. And I'm going to run this whole thing on an extension cord to make sure I'm happy with it before I permanently bury the wire under the ground. We'll be right back.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us. Kyle, do you have a rough range of temperatures that you try to achieve? Well, especially in the winter. Do you use the deep straw for the chickens to keep warm, or do you heat it? Do you supplement it the way we do with a heat lamp, or what do you recommend? And what temperature do you try to keep the chickens from getting, or the inside the chicken house from getting below?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a hard call, Vince. We don't keep an actual heat in our chicken coop because it's unbelievable to me. If you shut everything down and say it's, 20 or 30 below zero even, and you shut all of the windows down, the methane from the chicken poop and stuff gets so bad in there that it'll make them sick. So what we've tried to do, because chickens will survive, we have lots of straw in the nests. We will put some straw underneath the nesting boxes, and chickens run about 106 degrees. For a body temperature anyway. And on one side of the coop, there's a window, and on the other end of the coop, there's a window. And in the summertime, I open those windows up and let as much air through there as I can get. They're crank open type windows. In the wintertime, I do leave them open. They'll be cracked only about maybe an inch and a half on both ends to allow the fumes to get out of there. And we do make the chickens available. We don't open it up if it gets to anything below about 15 below zero. We just leave them in the coop. But we do have, mine's like an R13 insulation and an R19 roof, on my chicken coop, all on the ducks and both other chicken coops all have, R13 walls and R19 roof. So I try to make sure that they have, an insulated without a bunch of wind hitting them, and they do just fine. And what I have found to keep them laying through the winter has been some of the most important things I've ever done is the consistent light. If when the daylight savings time changes, I never change the lights, right? They come on at 6 o'clock right now and they go off at 10 when daylight savings time changes. I never change the lights. I always keep them consistent and let them do that and give them plenty of light, give them plenty of feed, good feed, and you give them plenty of greenery in that green non-GMO done alfalfa. And they will go through about a flake of alfalfa, other than the scraps and the regular feed we give them. They will go through about a flake of alfalfa every 3 days in each coop. So they eat the leaves right up down to nothing left but stems. And they will keep, I've been told by people that we supply that we're the only supplier that can keep eggs coming through the winter to friends of ours that buy the eggs, and they depend on them because one lady has six kids. So she buys about four dozen from us a week. Anyway, there's just that's what I do. I don't really shoot for a temperature, Vince, because I don't have heat in there. But I have found that the light and keeping them fed, give them plenty of feed, give them warm water, you know, water that's not frozen, plenty of water, and they can survive a lot. I have a friend of mine that used to live in Alaska where it gets like 50 and 60 below zero. And in their chicken coop in the wintertime, they would just put about 3.5 feet of straw, and the chickens would burrow down into that straw, and they would survive the winter. And she said she wouldn't get a lot of eggs because it's so dark up there all the time. But she said, you know, we had six chickens, and she said we'd get about an average of 1 to 2 eggs a day is about all you get in the wintertime. But anyway, that, go ahead.
The consistent light that you use is LED when it's not cold and incandescent when it is cold. Is that the...
Nope. I use a 5,000 Kelvin LED light all the time. The only time I have the incandescence is for the chicks. When I need a heat source for them, I will use the 250 to chip, you know, to keep the, and we have a thermometer in there. We want to keep that about 90 degrees in the where the little baby chicks are with a 250 watt heat lamp. And then when they start getting feathers, that's too much heat. If you have the chicks in a box, you will notice they will, if it gets too hot, they'll all move to the outside edge. If they're cold, they'll be right directly underneath the heat lamp. And so you really got to just kind of watch them is about all you got to do. But we try to shoot for about 90 degrees in there. But when they start getting their feathers, that's too hot. They'll start moving out to the edges. And so you either got to change it out from a 250 to a 150 or a 100. And if you go to a 100, you can drop the bulb down lower so that they can get closer to the 100 watt heat lamp if they want to. And we've had extremely good success with that.
And what you were saying about the ammonia gas in the chicken house, you absolutely have to make sure that they don't asphyxiate with their own feces. Yeah. Well, clean it out
usually once or twice in the winter.
Yeah. Well done, Kyle. Thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.